You're listening to Humanitarian Radio with your hosts, Tony St. Tone and Janie Beauclair.
Good afternoon and welcome to Humanitarian Radio. I am Janie Beauclair.
And I'm your other host, Tony St. Tone.
If you are joining us for the first time, we welcome you. We are a feel-good show shouting out some good news from around the world to feed your soul.
Mm-hmm.
You can expect some great positive music by St. Tone, as well as an innovative and positive guest every week, and great events that are going on around the world.
Absolutely. And this week, we have an incredible, incredible guest. His name is Corey Nichols, and he's one of the leading members of Destiny Rescue. And I'll let him tell his story, but Destiny Rescue is a huge, huge organization that are helping people get out of slavery, sex slavery and stuff around the world. Incredible stories that he has to tell, and I can't wait to have him on the show again. You might remember him from the Ascent Expo. We had him on a while back, but definitely someone that you would want to hear and support.
Yeah, and we'll have a couple of great stories of other things that people are doing, possibly in your community, and a fabulous quote of the day to inspire you through the rest of the week.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about what we did this past week, because we had a lot of fun this past week. We were at Imagination IQ with Dan Fowler.
Imagination IQ.
Na, na, na.
That was a song written by Fizz, F-I-Z. If you don't know who Fizz is, you should check him out. He was a big part of that Imagination IQ.
Yeah, and he's the one who actually invited us to the show. So Dan Fowler, what he did is he's taking this industry of seminars and trying to turn it on its head, if you will.
And successful at it.
Successfully. And we're going to have him on the air. We actually got to do the four-day event with him this past week, and one of the coolest things I think he did is he went to like 400 different seminars or something, and he asked everyone what they liked and what they didn't like. And one of the number one things that people didn't like about being in seminars for 3 days were the chairs.
Mm-hmm.
So he went out and he said, okay, everyone's going to have a beanbag.
Yeah, it was
so
great.
So we sat in beanbags for 3 days, four days, and that was great.
And they were multicolored, and every day you picked a different color. And I think that showed what your vibe was. Indirectly.
Yeah, and he also had these blow-up dice and beach balls that at any given time we just started banging them around like kids. And what it
bubbles.
Does is... Bubbles, yeah. I think the coolest thing about this, his whole concept, is that you're getting out of your safe zone, and you're like, your inhibitions are all like, oh, I'm not sure what to do or who to talk to. He purposely... Everyone gets a different color... brain.
Yeah, a little stress reliever, squeezy ball type
squeezy
thing
ball,
in the shape of a brain.
In the shape of a brain. So if you show up with a partner, you can't be stuck with them the whole time. The whole purpose is to meet other people.
So and I had a green brain. Yes. So all the green brains got together, and then there were yellow brained people and
we
orange
blue brains.
You were blue brains.
Yeah.
Lovely.
but the thing that I'm trying to get to is that he really stretched you out to really get back into your creative self. Get back into who you are as a child and what made you tick. And I don't want to give it all away because I think once we have him on, he'll explain it best. But mm-hmm. I do want to acknowledge it because I think it was really, really cool what he did. And he brought up a real lot of useful information that I think anyone can take home with.
Yeah, he had some great people associated with him as well. He had a young lady that does horse whispering, if you will, from Malibu, California, and she's going to be on our show in the future here.
Yeah.
And she had a gentleman who was an NLP guy.
Yep.
An artist who created his own set of tarot cards.
Yep. Sage. Yeah. We're going to have him on the air too. So we met a lot of great people.
Yeah,
to have
we're
on
absolutely going to connect you guys to all of them because they're all people that you're just going to love as much as we did, I'm sure.
Yeah, a lot of really good information and. We know that he's going to have another event coming up real soon, so mm-hmm. that's something that we'll stay tuned.
Yeah, if you're in California, even if you were, you know, at the top of the state, I'd make the effort to come down for one of his events for sure.
Yeah, well, and you know, the other cool thing is that he has a board game called Imagination IQ.
Yeah.
Which is really
lots
neat.
Lots of fun.
Yeah.
Lots of fun.
So he's going to be setting up some shows with the board game, too.
Yeah.
So it really gets you thinking in a different way.
Now, next week, we are doing another event, Shakti Fest.
Yeah.
At Joshua Tree.
Yep. And Mark Abadi told us about that.
Yeah. We just had Mark on our show. If you missed that show, be sure you go on to the archived pages and you can listen to his or any of the other guests that we've had on here. So at the Shakti Fest, we're going to be interviewing a variety of guests that are flying in from around the world as speakers there. And bands and all kinds of great stuff. We're going to even film it for you so that we can put it up on a YouTube and you guys can experience how we experience things.
It is the beginning of humanitarian
television.
Television. So that's something that we are excited about bringing to you this year, transforming our radio show into a TV show. Mm-hmm. And I've never been out to Joshua Tree.
No, this is where they
do Burning Man. This is where they do a lot of events every single weekend. And we're actually going to do it hardcore. We're going to camp out there.
We are. That's going to be kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Our friend Billy Cacciatore here tells us that we are nuts.
I think it's awesome. I think it's going to be a great adventure, you know. And that's what life is. Life is an adventure. So go out there this week and do something that you've never done before or something that you've always wanted to do. Because
get out into nature.
You know, especially taking this Imagination IQ seminar course this past week, it really starts getting you thinking in a different direction. What are the things that you've let go of that you've always wanted to do? Mm-hmm. And why aren't you doing them?
Yeah.
And what's holding you back beside you? So go out there and try something different this week. You know, write down a list of things that you used to love to do or things that you would always wanted to do.
Or hope to do before you die. Where's your bucket list?
Yeah. Yeah. Just like, you know, live life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, it's time for our positive quote of the day. Today's quote of the day comes from Charles M. Schultz.
That quote is, "Be yourself. No one can say you're doing it wrong."
That is so cool because it's so simple. Just say it one more time.
Be yourself. No one can say you're doing it wrong.
And yet a lot of people will try to tell you that you're doing whatever you're doing wrong and try to have you be more like them. So it's like, be yourself, no matter what it is, and shine your light. Be who you really are.
Yeah. Now, you know, interestingly enough, your authentic self is a term that's been thrown around quite a bit at these different events that we've gone to.
Yeah, being your authentic self. Yeah.
And being your authentic self is a little different than being yourself, isn't it?
Well, you know what? I think a lot of times we try to get, we all want to fit into society. We all want to be part of different groups, no matter what we are. We all want to fit in. And sometimes we try to fit into groups that we're really not meant to be in.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, if you're a peacock and you're trying to hang out with a bunch of ducks or chickens, you know, you've got bright big feathers and you don't really fit in with the ducks. Maybe you have to find other peacocks out there, you know, or maybe you just have to shine by yourself like a peacock. So the whole point of it is be yourself. Your authentic self. And that being said, I'm going to play this song right now. It's a song called "Mary Lost Herself."
Okay.
And this really ties in with the quote. I have met people out there that have tried to change themselves to fit in or to find a partner. I wrote this song actually when I knew a girl that actually had done this. She just changed. She was dating someone. I was like, wow, she's not really like that. For an example, it's like she's not into country music. Now all of a sudden she's wearing a cowboy hat and trying to fit in to date this guy. And so she had lost herself. And the name of the song is "Mary Lost Herself." So this might apply to someone that you might know, and it might actually apply to you. So check it out. This is "Mary Lost Herself" by Saint Tone.
rights. Everybody's got a compromise, but she never found the strength to draw the line. Mary Sunshine has now gone black. If you've been no friends too much, you know we're just as Mary lost herself. Please tell someone else. No soul's got nothing left. Mary lost herself.
Once again, that was Mary Lost Herself by St. Tone. If you want to check that song out, it is off the World Radio 13 CD. And just go to www.sainttone.com. Check it out, download it, find a bunch of other positive music there.
USALuxuryDirect.com. 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 Top name brands from around the world, sold at discounted prices. Hundreds of items to choose from. Put Humanitarian Radio in the coupon zone for a 10% discount at USALuxuryDirect.com.
So it's time for some good news from around the world.
So this story is a pay it forward story, and those are always great because anytime you're paying it forward, you can never go wrong. This is a science teacher who had a tragedy in his life. Their 22-month-old son, Reese, drowned in a backyard pond. And this happened in 2012. The family obviously was devastated. The local nursery filled in the pond for free and created a beautiful garden in that space to honor the child. So the couple decided that they were going to start a pay it forward card program in honor of their son. So they call it Reese Specht Life Foundation, and that's R-E-E-S-S-P-E-C-H-T, if you guys want to check it out. And so what they decided to do was they would make these cards, and they're called Pay It Forward cards. You can get them for free online, and it's to encourage acts of kindness. So in the last 2 years, they've dispersed over 100,000 cards, which
wow.
is That's really crazy. Cool. That means 100,000 people have paid it forward. Very cool. So listen to this. Now, this was 2012. We're in 2015, right?
Right.
The wife is saying, a couple nights ago, I got a short email with a really cryptic message from a young lady who said, you guys have to check this out. This was actually written on a blog. The name wasn't familiar. They weren't sure who this message was from. They kind of blew it off for a day or two. It didn't rush into opening it. They went and opened it and read what it was. It was a note from the science teacher's student, who was now an adult. And the science teacher determined that this student was somebody that he had at least 10 years back. The student left a $3,000 tip on a $43 bill to a waitress and said, thank you for your kindness and humility. My teacher in middle school had such a difficult experience a few years ago, which has sparked me to do this. The only requirements I ask of you for this $3,000 tip is that you go to respectlife.com and learn. Don't let pay it forward end with you. And since it's about the idea and not about you or me, if you decide to share this, don't use either of our names. So this guy realized that he taught this kid in middle school when this tragedy happened with his kid, and that this was 10 years later, the kid was paying it forward with a $3,000 tip.
Wow, that is insane.
Isn't that wild?
Just the fact that, you know, it stuck with him that long for him to actually just say, hey, you know what? I'm paying it forward and I'm going to give it to you. I don't want you to pay it forward. And I think that's just a great story.
He says, I immediately recalled and realized who this was and that I had him in my class at least 10 years ago. To think that someone I had a decade ago would honor my little boy and even remember his eighth grade science teacher in such a way just blows my mind. What I received last night was affirmation that I made a difference in that young man's life. And in return, he honored my little boy with a gesture that is almost unfathomable. That is all any of us really wants in life, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Paying it forward concept is really an amazing concept. And I just love, love, love people who get creative with that concept, because paying it forward could just be spending some time, you know, with the elderly. We saw, was it Sweden or Denmark that opened a place where people could go live in
they had the homeless teenagers and stuff
in a nursing home, living in a nursing home. The requirement was they had to share like an hour a day,
or no, like it's 10 hours a week
or like that with the elderly.
Yeah,
you know, that's paying it forward,
but it's a win-win situation too.
Yeah,
so that's great. See, I love this type of stuff. There's a lot of great news out there, people, if you just seek it out.
You want another one?
Yes. Give me one more.
This couple decided to go off the grid. Okay?
Okay.
They had two young kids. They were a Canadian couple. They decided that they didn't want to have expenses for water, for electricity, and they just didn't want to be in the normal crazy rat race life that everyone's in. Okay. So what did they do? Their favorite thing in the world was sailing. They took a sailboat, they docked it off some land, and over the next 5 years, they started building all these giant rafts all around their sailboat, and they created their own sustainable island in the water by floating vehicles. So all of their water is powered by the lake that they're on. All of their electric comes from solar. They've created things like a greenhouse to grow all their own vegetables and fruits. They have a mini golf area for entertainment. They have a little jet ski shack floating. They have even what they built as a barn that has some chickens and things in it. And this is all floating on the water, mind you.
Yeah, that's incredible. Yeah. That's a crazy, crazy looking dock. But I could see how they were able to do it, because obviously if you have a greenhouse there and you have potted plants and you're getting fresh water from the lake.
They collect rainwater for drinking water in the winter months. So, I mean, they're staying on that lake all winter. They're not heading off and going to live in a, you know, in a nice house. This is the style of living they're doing. They're calling it their own utopian island off the grid. Very cool. It looks like fun. They even have a strawberry house. Love to go there. And look at, there's a photo, and it shows all these kayakers coming out and exploring the island of floating, you know, floating fun. It's like an amusement park floating on the water.
Yeah.
Really cool. So that sounds like fun. If you're looking to get off the grid, make your own island.
I'm living here in a state of abundance. I'm counting blessings that I never saw before. Because I'm the ruler of this kingdom I call me.
Positive affirmation. Wrapped in pop rock songs.
Give me that best case scenario.
It's motivational musician Saint Tone. Check out his latest live show, The Rise Up Experience, at www.sainttone.com. Mama said we can always hug it out. Pick up his latest CD, Outside the Box, available on iTunes. For music with a positive message, check out sainttone.com.
Here are some events that may be happening in your area. Check out events calendar on humanitarianradio.com. On May 9th, we have Stage Benefit, STAGE. It's a benefit for AIDS. If you haven't listened to their interview, check out the archived page and listen to what Stage is about. That's going to be in Beverly Hills.
Hey, and on May 14th and 15th, it's a positive business conference in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
You can join Tony and I from May 15th to the 17th at the Shakti Fest at the Joshua Tree. We'll be there with Humanitarian Radio interviewing all the great things going on there. And then also on May 30th, it's the 10th annual Happy House Annual Poker Tournament. That's with our friend Bart Simpson, otherwise known as Nancy Cartwright. Listen, we have this event and many, many more all the way through the end of the year. So if you're looking for something great and positive to do, check out the events calendar on humanitarianradio.com.
And if you have an event that you want us to post, just reach out to us either on humanitarianradio.com or on our Facebook.
We want to give a special thank you to our new sponsor, USALuxuryDirect.com. They are a luxury site, sells a lot of really great high name brand things for discounts. If you put in the coupon code HR for Humanitarian Radio, they will give you a 10% discount and match that 10%, giving it to the radio station. And you know, the radio station is only run on donations. So we really appreciate partners like USA Luxury Direct.
So we're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back with Corey Nichols.
Do you have a great idea for a product and you don't know how to get it made? Call Artistic Journey. They'll help you find your way to getting your new products made and into the marketplace. Need a free consultation? No problem. Need artwork and graphics? No problem. Need your idea turned into something wonderful that the whole world can use? Call Janie at Artistic Journey to help you get through this process. It's not as hard as you think. 20 years of experience, Artistic Journey can pave the way for your product to get into the hands of people around the world. Call Artistic Journey today, 941-780-2538. Okay, so we are back with the man of the hour, Mr. Corey Nichols from Destiny Rescue. Hi, Corey. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for having me on your show.
We are so happy to showcase you today because you are doing such amazing things with Destiny Rescue. And we were really, really thrilled to have met you at the Ascent Expo. I was telling people you were right across from us and your energy was just sucking me into going over to introduce myself and say, what are you up to, young man?
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about Destiny Rescue and your involvement and how you got started. I know we had you on briefly once before, but I really want listeners to know what great work you guys are doing.
Oh, thank you, Tony. Yes. Why don't I start? I'll start with how I got involved with the issue of human trafficking. It started back when I was young. I always had a dream. I would daydream throughout the day. Why was I born in this generation? Why wasn't I born in another generation? It always stirred my heart, especially when I was in history class in elementary school, about learning about slavery back in the 1500s, 1600s, 1700s, 1800s, how people would discriminate against others based off the color of their skin, and how they would be treated as less than human beings. And that really, I just felt that injustice, and I wanted to do something. But I was born in this generation, and little did I know that slavery, modern-day slavery, is alive and well in our world. I fast forward a couple years into high school. My parents went through a tragic divorce, and I remember the day that my dad moved out of our home, and it was devastating. And we had a close friend of our family's for a number of years ended up spending the night at our house to quote unquote comfort us, and I woke up to him sexually molesting me in the middle of the night. And that was just a tragic story. What that does is it explains how vulnerable families and people are in a place of risk, and people can take advantage of those people when they're down and out. And so I went through my own healing journey over the course of several years, went on to college, graduated with a degree in architecture, and moved to Atlanta, Georgia, where I worked for a firm there, and had a nice house, nice car, and things were going along great. And then the 2008 economy collapse happened. And during that time, I lost everything. I lost my house. I lost my car. And it was a tragic situation. And I ended up having to move home to my dad and stepmom's basement for the first time in 11 years. And during that time, a friend of mine approached me and said, well, would you ever consider writing a blog and just sharing out of the last 12 years of what you've been through? You have a really interesting story. And so that's what I did. And within 2 months, the largest Christian newspaper company in the country contacted me and said, we found your blog. We love how you write. What would you think about writing for us? And that began a published writing career for me. And I started learning about the issue of human trafficking. And I came across this organization called Destiny Rescue that would literally go in undercover into brothels and bars and red light districts all over the world. And they would identify underage kids trapped in the sex trade. And they would offer them a way out, and they would bring them back to one of their safe homes where they could live out their destiny in absolute freedom. And that resonated with me through everything I had been through in my own journey of sexual exploitation. And so I was like, I want to write an article on your organization. And I found out you can go overseas and visit their work in Thailand and Cambodia. And I went to interview the founder, and about halfway through the trip, he approached me and said, hey, our writer's leaving the organization. What would you think about coming on staff and writing for us? And eventually I said yes, and I moved overseas to begin working for Destiny Rescue. And I traveled extensively throughout Southeast Asia to understand the dynamics of human trafficking, specifically child sexual slavery in the second and third world. And I found out two of the leading causes of why kids end up in the sex trade is the breakdown of the family unit and poverty. Two things I had walked through in my own journey of life. And I really believe nothing happens by coincidence, that I went through those challenging situations, and I've developed compassion for hurting kids and families all over this world that are crying out for help, and it falls to deaf ears. So Destiny Rescue exists to rescue and restore children that have been involved in this issue, and that's really how I got involved in this organization.
Wow. I mean, that's an incredible story, just the fact that you've actually had to not that you had to, but you took the two experiences that you had that were pretty tragic to you and found a way to heal others that are going through similar situations. I mean, somehow you were led to do this type of work. Obviously, you had an interest in it early on in high school without ever realizing that you were actually going to be helping modern-day slaves, if you will, get rescued.
Absolutely. You know, I consider what I do a calling. You know, mm-hmm. It goes way sure. beyond just a job. Like, I feel born to do this. And, yeah. You know, it's amazing how, you know, the tragic things in our lives can actually be turned around and used for great good and really help other people in real need. And that's exactly kind of what's happened with me. And so I'm very grateful.
You know, Corey, the difference...
I'm in.
The difference between you and a lot of other people is you actually did something with the tragedy that happened to you. And a lot of people just savor the woe is me, that I'm the victim, and don't turn it into something positive. And I think that that's what impresses me the most with you, is that you took your experience and you made it into something that changes a whole ton of children's lives. I mean, in a significant way, where a lot of people under the same circumstance just put their head in the sand and play the victim card for the rest of their lives. You're a young man doing a huge, huge justice for humanity.
Yeah.
I really, really applaud you, man. I really do. I think you're just an amazing human being.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. I would love to share a little bit about what our organization does. And
yes.
To do that, I would love to tell you a story of a 12-year-old girl
okay.
that we recently rescued. Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure, go ahead.
There's this 12-year-old girl that and we rescued this girl after January 1st of this year. And she came from a family where she was kicked out of the home as a 12-year-old girl. Kicked out of her home.
Unbelievable.
To wander on the streets in a city. And she found herself sleeping on park benches. And this man approached her and said, "Hey, I can help you. I can help you find work. I can help you with a place to stay." And this desperate girl was looking for hope.
Sure.
And this man exploited her situation, took advantage of the situation she was in.
Yeah.
And he invited her back to his house. He locked her in a room for 3 days without food or water and violently raped her for those 3 days.
Unreal.
Over the course of the next 4 to 6 weeks, he started prostituting or pimping her out to clients 20 times a day for those 4 to 6 weeks.
Wow.
And she was finally broken. That's what traffickers and pimps do. They will break their victim down
mm-hmm.
to the point where they don't think there's any hope of them getting out of it.
Yep.
So they end up just
submissive.
Their will to fight subsides, and they're willing to do whatever this man has had asked, or their captor has asked. And so that's what happened with this girl. She was eventually willing to do whatever he had asked her to do, and he eventually started prostituting her out in a brothel. And that is where Destiny Rescue found her. We found her in a brothel in one of the countries that we work. I'm not allowed to really say the country at the moment.
Yeah, that's okay.
But we rescued her and another 14-year-old girl in the same place. And really, that's the essence of human trafficking. Traffickers will hold somebody against their will through coercion, trickery, or force for the purpose of sexual exploitation, labor trafficking, and a number of other things. But the key is they're using control to take advantage of these people, and they prey on victims that are in at-risk situations.
Now, Corey,
and that's exactly what happened.
Corey, what do you do with someone like that? Because you can't return her to her home. Her family kicked her out in the first place. So
that's
what do
right.
you do with a child that you find that is on the streets?
That's a great question. So once Destiny Rescue rescue these kids, they come back to one of our safe homes. So in every country that we work in, we have safe homes where these girls and boys, we rescue boys and girls, can come live. They get house parents that model what a healthy family structure looks like.
Nice.
They get professional-based counseling. All their daily needs are met. Their food, clothing, shelter, medical treatment. They actually live in our care. So we take care of absolutely everything for their lives to be put back together again. For the first 6 months, there's nothing expected of these kids except to be healed. They do art therapy, dance therapy, sports therapy. They get loved on unconditionally through our staff, through other children in our care, and it's incredible. When I used to live overseas in Thailand, and I interacted with all the rescue victims, these beautiful children, and to see them initially coming into our care scared, wounded, full of anger, to where that subsides and you see them blossom into these beautiful young kids that feel like there's hope again. And that's exactly what Destiny Rescue is providing these kids in our aftercare program. So once they go through the restoration process,
mm-hmm.
our counselors will assess whether they're ready for the next phase. If they are not, they'll go through the program again. Because each child, they go through various levels of abuse, and so the severity of their situation may take longer to be healed or less time. It just depends. And each child's unique and different, so they respond differently to severe trauma. So we our goal is to help them walk at a pace that's right for them in the healing process. But once they are ready for, they've gone through the restoration phase, and if they're under the age of 15, Destiny Rescue will pay for their education. If they're 15 to 17 years old and they've gone through the restoration process, Destiny Rescue will help them learn a skill or trade. Because, you know, once you rescue these kids, there's two leading causes, like I said, that are creating these vulnerabilities. It's poverty. Poverty is one of the greatest at-risk situations, and the breakdown in family units. So Destiny Rescue is providing a stable environment for these kids to grow, mature, so that when they are ready for reintegration, they have the wherewithal, the ability to stand on their own two feet and eventually live in society where they have the ability to learn a skill or trade that can help them earn a decent income that's self-sustaining. And we've seen just incredible fruit happen from that. So that's kind of what happens. These kids go through our program, and they get healed. They
come out whole again.
On their own.
They come out whole again.
Yeah, it's an incredible journey that they seem to go on. And do any of them come back and begin to work for the organization? Do they get involved with, you know, helping out themselves since they've already seen how you guys work and what you guys are able to do?
That's a great question. Yes, they do. Many of them make that decision too. We had one girl, she graduated from our salon program, and she had a real heart to come back and share her story with other rescue girls that were going through the salon program to inspire them not to give up, because life is full of challenges. And, you know, just because you're in a safe environment now doesn't mean that you don't have to journey through the wholeness and deal with a lot of hurt and pain that you've experienced. And so it was firsthand those challenges, and would come back and inspire these other victims, these other beautiful children that need hope. So she would do that. And she also started her own salon. And she started hiring girls that had gone through the school-based training program or the salon program to work in her salon.
Nice.
So it's incredible. That's one beautiful story. I have a story of a prevention boy that we had not rescued from sexual abuse, but from an at-risk situation. So he was at risk of the sex trade. He had no parents. He was begging on the street. And eventually, his aunt took him in for a season but could no longer support him. And so he had nowhere to go, no family. And Destiny Rescue heard about that, and we took him into our care to help him with his education, to a safe place to live. And now he is a rescue agent for us, and he goes out and he rescues other kids that are trapped in the sex trade.
Now, what exactly happens when you guys go and do a rescue? Because you explained it to me, and I was just in awe.
Like,
run through what happens when you first find out to when you have them in your arms.
Absolutely. So, I used to do undercover work myself when I lived in Thailand. And there's a couple ways we do it. We will go in undercover into brothels and bars or red light districts. So where trafficking is known to exist, and we will go from brothel to brothel, brothel to brothel. We will go in and we will look around and we will see if there's any underage kids or what we think might be under the age of 18. And if there is, we will take our time in that establishment. We will, you have to pay time to sit with these girls, and so we will start developing relationship with them. Mm-hmm. And so over the course of time, eventually they will tell you their real age, because they can tell almost immediately there's something different. You're not touching them inappropriately.
Right.
You don't let them touch you inappropriately. So they can see that there is something vastly different with you. They might not be able to pinpoint what it is, because let's be honest, good people don't go to these places.
Exactly.
You know? And so they have been mistrusted. Sometimes their own parents have sold them into the brothels. So they don't realize, they don't think they can trust anybody. Mm-hmm. And so you are on an uphill climb trying to earn their trust.
Right.
And so that's what we do. We also work hand-in-hand with the anti-trafficking police, that we will go in based off of tips that they've given us, or we might do the initial investigation. And then what we will use is marked bills. So if there's a transaction that takes place where we will purchase a child for sex with those marked bills, it proves that these brothel managers were selling these kids. And then once we have that information documented, we will go in and eventually do a raid with the police to rescue those kids.
I was curious when you say that, why can't the police departments just go in there and close down some of these brothels? Is it because I understand it's a third world country, so maybe it's not like it is here, but having proper ID, it's like, well, you need proper ID to know who you are and to know what your exact age is. It's like,
but they probably
look like you're 20, but you're really 12.
They probably close them down and they pop up again, you know, a mile down the road.
That's exactly right. And, you know, because you're dealing in second and third world, like, the issue of human trafficking is the fastest growing illegal trade in our world today. And there's an estimate, there's a new estimate that came out. They say it's a $150 billion a year industry. And $99 billion of it is specific to sexual exploitation. And so because it's such a big moneymaker, you have law enforcement, you have government officials, you have people that are turning a blind eye because they're getting paid under the table to tip off brothel owners, so that when there's a raid that takes place, there will be no kids in there, and so then you can't prove it, and you're fighting an uphill battle even with law enforcement, which is really sad. I remember being in an establishment in one of the countries that I did rescue work, and we were told by the anti-trafficking police to go in. And there were these two brothels that were known to have underage kids. Well, when we went in there, there were no kids there was no young people. I would say there was no one under the age of 25. But I was in that exact same brothel several months earlier, and there were many kids that looked like they were border 18 years old and maybe down to 14 years old in that same establishment. So what that said to me is, more than likely, someone tipped them off, and which is really sad.
Right. So there's no. So again, it goes down to
corruption.
Money drives the whole thing, and it's driven by that. So
yeah,
everyone is turning
corruption.
A blind eye to it because they say, "Well, we're making way too much money on this, so why correct it?"
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, you're asking some really good questions. I would say, you know, it's just a challenge. I think where evil exists, you're going to always have people that exploit or take advantage of others for the gain of themselves. And, you know, I think it's tragic that they would do such a thing to a child. You know, it's tragic if it happens to anybody, but how much more to a child that has no way to defend themselves?
Exactly. Now, you had told us off the air about different colleges that are getting involved in the organization and how you're taking them overseas. Tell us a little bit more about that.
That's great. So there was one college, I just got back from Boise State University. I was in Boise, Idaho, and there was a group of college students. They heard about the issue of human trafficking. They had heard about Destiny Rescue, and they're like, well, what can we do? So they did an ultimate frisbee tournament 2 years ago, and it was Frisbee for Freedom, and they raised $1,500 the first year. They did it last year, and they had me come speak at the event, and they raised over $6,000.
Wow.
They just, this past weekend, they did it again, and they had me come back and speak again, and they raised over $11,000. And there was about 14 teams in the ultimate frisbee tournament, and one of the trophies was to see how much money each team could raise for our organization to help rescue and restore kids. And you know, it was amazing to see these young people get it. You know, they didn't have a ton of money, but they did what they could. And because of that, kids are going to be rescued. Kids are going to be restored. And I had the privilege of leading a team over to Thailand and Cambodia from Grand Canyon University. There's a group of students. Grand Canyon University is partnering with Destiny Rescue. So every year they're taking at least two teams through their cross-cultural studies program. And anybody can really sign up to go. And they go through a whole interview process to see which kids or young people would be the right kids to take on these trips. And we're going overseas to lead them through the experience of what the issues of human trafficking is and how can they actively get involved. They get to see firsthand, walk through a red light district. They get to interact with our kids and our rescue programs, and they really get to experience it firsthand for themselves. And the goal of these trips, their vision trips, they're to bring to light this issue and for them to experience it firsthand, and hopefully the goal would be to come back and be an advocate for us and really help us continue to fight this fight.
No, that is incredible. Tell us again also, how many different units, if you will, do you have? Is it one organization that runs out of one central area, or do you have, are you located in different states? I'm just curious, like, to see how big of an organization are you?
Yep. So our organization began in 2001 by an Australian electrician and his wife. They had just built a brand new home, and they had a successful electrical business, and their hearts were stirred over this issue, and they literally sold everything to move overseas and began our work back in 2001, so almost 14 years ago. Today, Destiny Rescue has grown into an international organization that has about 234 staff worldwide, staff and volunteers. And we currently work at, as far as rescue, aftercare, and prevention programs in Thailand, Cambodia, Laos, India, the Philippines, and in September of this year, we're launching in the Dominican Republic. We're already registered there. We've raised the funds. We're just going through the training process, or our team that will be on the grounds there. So within the United States, we have funding nations, and those are nations where we're raising funds and we're spreading awareness on the issue of human trafficking, and that is the United States, Australia, and New Zealand. So within the United States, our main office is in Indiana. We also have regional offices in Chicago, Cincinnati, Boise, Idaho, and Los Angeles, or Orange County, California is where I live. But I'm Destiny Rescue's regional manager for Southern California or the Los Angeles area, and I travel up and down the West Coast.
Excellent.
And our international office is based out of Chiang Rai, Thailand, and that's where I used to live. So
real quickly, because we're just about running out of time, but I want everyone to know it's destinyrescue.org. If they want to get involved or donate, that's where they can go. Is that correct? It's destinyrescue.org.
Yep, destinyrescue.org. There's tons of great information there on how you can actively get involved. If you want to make an in-kind or one-time donation, you can do that of any amount. You can specify it. Where your dollars are going towards our rescue program, our aftercare program. We have what's called Fund a Project on our website, which is various projects with different dollar amounts that you can fully fund or help contribute towards that, and you can see a thermometer that goes up and down regarding that. One new neat program that we just launched yesterday on our website is called Adopt a Home. And I think that's one of the most powerful ways that someone that doesn't have a lot of money that can get involved. It's $35 a month to sponsor a rescue home where you're helping with their total restoration, skills-based training, their education, and then their reintegration back into society. So for $35 a month, you're helping see these kids restored, educated, be able to stand on their own two feet, and reintegrated back into society. And you'll get quarterly updates on what's happening in those rescue homes. There's five different homes that you can pick from. There's one in Cambodia, one in Laos, Thailand, the Philippines, and I think one other country I forget. But it's an incredible opportunity.
And let me just say that doing $35 a month times 12 months is $1,281 a year. You know it takes way more than that to raise a child. So that's the least you can do if you're looking to help. Thank you, Corey, so very much for joining us today. We're so thrilled to have gotten to know you, and we look forward to hearing about all the fabulous things you're doing. You are an amazing rescue ranger, and we totally appreciate the person that you are.
Thank you, Janie and Tony, for having me on your show. It is an honor. On behalf of Destiny Rescue and all the kids in our care and the future kids that we'll rescue, we appreciate you giving us the opportunity to shed light on this issue and to be a champion for these kids. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Corey. You have an awesome day, honey.
Hey, take care. You too.
So every week, I like to dedicate a song to our guests. So this week, it's a song called Burning Sun. And this is an acoustic version of a song I released on the Outside the Box CD. It's a song about unity and how we all share something in common. And as Corey and his group Destiny Rescue is helping people and kids from around the world, it just shows that we are all united and we are all one. This is Burning Sun.
Dawn of time, there's been one sun who shines a brilliant light on each and every one. Through the hardest winters and the driving rain, this love, the star has always shown a brilliant flame. Look up, hey, I know you feel it, symbol of love, a burning sun. Look up, hey, I know you see it, symbol of one, burning sun, burning sun. Just a brand new day that's just begun. When life has left you, baby, drowning in the mud, just a common thread floating through the sky. When the men of war can't see eye to eye, look up, hey, I know you feel it, symbol of one, a burning sun. Look up, hey, I know you feel it, symbol of love, burning sun, burning sun. And the moment's just begun. Feel the love of the world is one. Every soul shines as one burning sun. Everybody, can use somebody to be by their side. Is everybody need somebody, someone to love, a burning sun, someone to love, a burning sun, someone to trust, a burning sun.
So once again, that is Burning Sun by Saint Tone, and I'm going to be recording a whole bunch of versions of my songs that way, done acoustically. If you know the original version, you know that it has a strong drum beat and a lot of rhythms and a lot of things going on. So I'm actually putting together a CD this year of just simplified versions of my songs so you can really, really hear the lyrics. But if you'd like to hear that song and a bunch of others, go to sainttone.com.
You know, if you're looking for a little spark on your any day, you can always go back to humanitarianradio.com and check out any of our previous shows. We do keep them on there so that we can inspire you to find some good news for your soul. Do something great for someone else in your world.
Yeah, and if you know of a story or if you know of someone that should be on our show, by all means, connect with us on Facebook at Humanitarian Radio or go to our website, humanitarianradio.com, and reach out to us. Let us know any good news that you have out there that you want to share with the world.
Make it a good week.
We'll see you next time. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Humanitarian Radio, shouting out some good news for your soul.